The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Hey, good morning, comic book fans. This is the Brightside Chat. Morning Comics Edition. Today is Wednesday, April 8th. It's a dreary, rainy day here. Maybe it's better where you are. I hope it is. So for this morning's comic talk, I'm actually going to revisit a book that I talked about with John a couple of weeks ago. And dare I say, we'll get to that. Let's get to some news first. We got some more interesting headlines. This one from Cinema Blend. Justice League's Cyborg confirms Snyder Cut existence, tells fans to ignore trolls. Great headline, very topical. Everybody's looking for more information on that. That seems to be the easiest way to get clicks. Oh, wait a minute, never mind, here's the other easy way. Star Wars editors complain Last Jedi was trying to undo trilogy. Here's one of my favorites from yesterday. I actually read this article because when you read something, it's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off it. Here's the headline that grabbed me. Why the Flash has vanished from the Tuesday night lineup and when it will return. Who doesn't know why or could even have a guess as to why? This whole virus thing is really. There's not much to talk about. Obviously, look at me. I'm sitting here talking about silly headlines. And they actually say there's a quote. Let me quote the article here. I'm dumbfounded at how, like, I guess insensitive would be the word. I don't know. So here's the first paragraph to really start it off right. The Flash, Season 1, Episode 1, hinted at Crisis on Infinite Earths with a headline plucked from the future. It read, quote, Flash missing vanishes in crisis, end quote. Now viewers are experiencing a crisis of their own because the Flash is missing from its regular time slot. You're really going to put that in an article with all that's going on in the world right now and actually use the term crisis? Like, this is the crisis that fans are dealing with? I personally think that's a little insensitive. I get it. It's Crisis on Infinite Earths. And the article goes on to explain that they're using Crisis on Infinite Earths from back in December. They're rerunning it. But who doesn't already know all of this information? And you can put on, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit, I don't know. I guess I could say insensitive, but I wasn't too crazy about it. But here I am talking about it. So what does that make me? But that's all I have for silly headlines for today. I did see another one yesterday that pertained to Previews World put out the studio shuffles dates for MCU, pop culture premiere, and pop culture premieres. So it basically runs down the entire MCU and how they all the movies got reshuffled. And I'll go through them quickly here. 2020, Black Widow, November 6th. We knew that. 2021, The Eternals for February 12th, Shang-Chi, May 7th, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, November 5th, going to 2022, Thor Love and Thunder, February 18th, Black Panther 2, May 6th, Captain Marvel 2, July 8th, then they said Indiana Jones film has been delayed by a year to July 29th, 2022. Sony Pictures has also relocated the following high-profile pop culture releases. 2021, Ghostbusters Afterlife in March of 2021, March 5th. Morbius gets moved to March 19th. I believe we already knew that one. And Uncharted, October 8th of 2021. No word here on Spider-Man. That's unfortunate. So let's get to some comic book talk. So yesterday, my son comes to me and he says, you didn't like Transformers Terminator? And I was like, it was okay. Like I said, he read it and he really liked it. So I was like, really? I found it. And he goes, I know you found it convoluted, blah, blah, blah. And he quoted what I said on the podcast. And then we had a discussion about it, and I had to reread it. And after, through his eyes, I actually like it. It's pretty good. I still would say it's a little convoluted. The artwork is a little convoluted at the beginning. There's a few panels that I can't tell who's who. It's very, as John would say, very sketchy. He's not crazy about that. It's not as sketchy as what John would typically not like. I think there's a lot of detail here, and when it's detailed dealing with like Decepticons, there's a couple of panels. I can't tell one robot from the other robot. So I found that to be and I was having a little trouble following the story. But after my son explained it to me, which, you know, look how bright I am, I kind of liked it. And I even kind of liked the idea. So very quick version. I mean, it's kind of spoilery, but oh well. So it's an alternate universe where the Transformers and the Terminators exist on the Earth at the same time. Skynet needs to send the Terminator back because the Transformers are about to destroy Skynet. So at the beginning of the book, that part that I said was convoluted, it was, like I said, the artwork's a little convoluted, but it's the Transformers, the Decepticons, are about to destroy Skynet, but they send back a T-800 to destroy the Transformers in 1984. And when my son and I started talking, what's really cool is 1984 is when the Transformers started here in the United States on TV. They kind of picked that time because that's when the Transformers first emerged on Earth. And they even say in the book that we don't know exactly how long they've been here because they've been in hiding, but when they first emerged was 1984. There's a few references to binary talk at the beginning that were really cool, that if you decode them, they actually say some cool things, which my son did for me. I didn't think to decode binary code, so I missed it. So after reading it a second time and having the discussion with my son, we both really like it. I am signing up, put it on my pull list, because I enjoyed the discussion. And that's kind of what this stuff is all about. John and I do it all the time. We talk books, and sometimes he likes stuff, it gets me to read it, and I like stuff, it gets him to read it. Sometimes we don't like, one person likes it, another guy doesn't, and we have a fun argument. Nudie and Pretzel really go at it. Well, my son and I really had a good time, so what's wrong with that? And give it a try. It's something different. It's definitely something different. And really, when they get to 1984, the artwork kind of gets less complicated because we're into real time. It's not, you know, a bunch of robots all tangled up into like some jujitsu grip or something. You can't tell one robot from the other. And some of the best artwork is after the story. There's like 8 or 10 pages of different Decepticons, different Terminators. There's one panel. It says right on it, art by Freddie E. Williams II. It's a cover gallery photo, and it's got picture Terminator, the beginning of Terminator 2 with the T-800s coming at you and the ground covered in skulls and stuff. Well, picture that only with a little bit more fiery color. And in the background, looming in the background, is Megatron. And it's a really cool looking page, really cool looking cover. On the page adjacent to it, it's another T-800 with Optimus Prime behind him. It's just some really cool artwork, fun to look at. I did enjoy that the last time, but yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So I learned a couple things yesterday. Well, one, I already knew. I'm an idiot. That was the first thing. And second, hey, if you don't like something, give it to somebody else. See if they don't like it. Or if they do like it, maybe they could change your mind. And that's a fun discussion to have. Huh, maybe they could change your mind. That would be a great name for a podcast. Change My Mind Podcast. Huh, I should look into that. I wonder if anybody's using that. Anyways, that's it for today. Hey, let us know what you're doing. Hit us up on Twitter at brightside_chat, or you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Like yesterday, Apotheosis Comics and Lounge, they tweeted out that article by Marvel about how you can support your local comic book stores. And then it went on to list a bunch of comic book stores by state. And I retweeted the article saying, if your store isn't on here, reply to this and list your store. And Apothesis actually asked Marvel, how do we get on this list? Because again, that's why I started doing mornings, bring more awareness to the stores, keep comics going, keep comics at the front of your mind, even though it's a tough time to be doing that. So I thought that was great. And Iowa Joe hitting me up with the Upshot Now book. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait for AWA/Upshot I can't wait for the stores to open so I can get back in and buy some more of those books. Good stuff. And hey, thanks to everybody for all the support. I appreciate all the likes and the retweets. Sometimes these mornings, it's tough because I don't want to be boring, but it's tough doing it every day. But thanks for all the support. And hey, keep trying to support your local comic book store. That's what this is about. Have fun, stay positive, stay safe, and guess what? John and I are back tomorrow morning with our weekend comics. Can't wait to sit down with John. Always a good time. In the meantime, head on over to Nerdy Legion, nerdylegion.com. Check out all the great podcasts there. Tons and tons of stuff. If you're sitting around, nothing to do, or like me, doing some yard work, throw in an earpiece, and just go right through the entire Nerdy Legion. It's a good time. Indie Alley, Valiant Central, Bungalow, Nerdy Legion, of course. Brightside Home Theater. Love that guy. All right, that's enough. I'm losing it. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Brightside Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com.
Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com.
Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com.
So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Brightside Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.